Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and you're in the guest segment of our show. Thanks for staying with us to the intro. And as you know, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. In fact, I'm in the midst of writing a series up on the CommonSenseShow.com website where I'm talking about psychological warfare being imposed upon the people of the United States. And today, yesterday, in the article, I posted a list of transgressions from the deep state and all their allies towards the American people. And then I posed the question, why isn't anybody doing anything? You're going to get that in future articles. We're going to talk about a little psychological processes. And we have Ted Brewer with us today, and we'll probably touch on this a little bit as kind of a corollary, ancillary to our discussion. We're going to talk about the fact that numbers in the alternative media are down. Part of it's censorship, no question. Part of it is people are afraid to be censored, so they're being quieter. And also, people are just burned out. They know the election was stolen. they know that cancel culture is in full effect. White people are living in fear for what's coming next. Parents are in fear of their children being propagandized to hate their own skin color and to accept every sexual perversion being promoted in the schools. Those are pretty good reasons. I tell you when people come back, though. Our numbers will explode when a false flag comes. And it's coming. But in the meantime, I've asked Ted Brewer to come on. Dr. Ted Brewer of Health Masters. And Health Masters is one of our sponsors. And let me tell you about them real quickly. Ted has saved me from probably, conservatively, two surgeries. Most notably on my knee. We have the Hodges Joint Protocol up there. Thanks, Ted. Doug Hagman, our friend, has his own protocol, too, the blood sugar protocol. And Ted has taken this science of natural medicine and shown in many ways how it's superior to synthetic medicine. And I would encourage you to really go and check it out. Now, if you tell them you're, you know, follower of the show and use the coupon code, CODE5, you're going to get a 5% discount. And you're saying, well, what is this good for? What can they do for you at Health Masters? And the better question is, what can't they do for you? Broad-based approaches to health, wealth, and welfare. Because if you're sick, you ain't making money. If you're not healthy, life is not fun. So check them out. Healthmasters.com is the place to go. And the coupon code is code 5. Now, one more thing before we start with Ted. I've been warning you about food as a weapon. Oh yeah, there goes Dave again. Conspiracy theory. Bill Gates is now the largest owner of farmland. His middle name should be depopulation. The Biden tax policies will prevent many farmers, small farmers, from passing on their land to their heirs. Who will buy them up? Federal Reserve, corporate interests. Oh, I see. Just a few people are going to own our entire farm industry before much longer. Yes, they're going to own agriculture. And of course, they would never use food as a weapon, would they? I've been warning you. And now that warning is here. And as Steve Quayle says, what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Storable food, folks. This is where your solution lies. MPS has a special on the four-week packaging. 20% off. You go, I need more in 4 weeks. Of course you do. But you make the whole order, four-week increment orders, and you get 20% off for the whole order. That's how you save money. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Don't put this off any longer, because I can't tell you when hyperinflation is coming, because the dollar is going off the world reserve currency. I can't tell you when Bill Gates is going to get his clutches on our food like he does on the COVID. It's going to happen, and I wouldn't wait too long. Get your storable food and get it now. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Now, we got to prepare with Ted. Ted has a whole host of things we're going to squeeze in here in a short amount of time. and he's been gracious enough to join us. And, Ted, I know in our pre-air discussion, you wanted to talk about QAnon. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, because QAnon is the biggest disinfo ever perpetrated upon the American people.
No, it is, Dave. You and I called it out years ago, and people didn't want to listen. It's a CIA operation is what it is. It's right up there with Operation Mockingbird. It's probably part of Operation Mockingbird. And everybody has to remember the CIA is basically a super covert organization that was originally developed from the OSS back in, 1947 as a strategic, how should I say, defense against what happened at Roswell and the disclosure of what happened with the two spaceships that crashed near Roswell.
Yes.
And nobody wants to talk about that, you know, except for me. Now, this week...
Well, I want to talk about it, Ted. I love talking about that.
Oh, I went there this week on March the 3rd and March the 4th of 2021 on the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. If you guys want to hear a full disclosure of Genesis Chapter 6, the alien agenda, spaceships, all of it, I covered it in detail. But now let's go back to QAnon. QAnon, again, is a CIA operation that's been used. Now, I really do believe this, that QAnon started off being correct information by patriots, and it was quickly hijacked when it got steam. This is what they always do. And remember, the same guys that hijacked via the CIA QAnon are the same guys that hijacked via the CIA, via the international banking cartels, via the International Monetary Fund, all major businesses, all educational systems of the United States. It's all done through the international cabalist bankers. That's who does this.
Yes.
And it's always the same guys. They're the same guys that took down Building 7, and they're the same guys that have been in cahoots now with these fallen entities out of Roswell and all of the things that happened with Roswell, including the retro engineering of, you know, advanced propulsion systems. That's one of the reasons the chemtrails are being used, because it allows over-the-counter, over-the-horizon radar to work much more efficiently because it ionizes into a plasma, the atmosphere, and they're also being used to detect exotic propulsion systems from other types of spacecraft, from basically fallen angel spacecraft, or call them aliens, however you have to wrap your head around it. But these things have been around for a long, long time. And we're having a resurgence of Genesis chapter 6 now, right now, here on this planet. Remember the book of Enoch said these things were locked up for like 5,000 years. Well, that time has come and gone now, 100 years ago, and we're having a resurgence of them coming into our atmosphere. We're having a resurgence of them coming in and taking control of the population. And don't get me wrong, a lot of these entities have been here for a long, long time, including while the other ones were locked up for 5,000 years, if you believe that Enoch is an apocryphal text. But the reality is this, they're not going anywhere. They've been here for a while, and a lot of our space-based weapon platform systems is to keep them off our planet, according to Dr. Colonel Corso, who wrote the book The Day After Roswell. Very good book. I recommend that everybody reads it. In fact, I read a book years ago by Telluride, who was the Defense Department head guy in Canada, and he basically wrote a book called The Money Mafia, and he talked about the Rothschild banking cartel and the central banks. And then he had a whole chapter in there on Roswell and the alien agenda. And I thought, this guy's gone Looney Tunes. And then he starts talking. I start thinking, well, this guy's like a cabinet-level person here in Canada. This is not some yahoo. He's a high-level government official, you know, doing open disclosure. And he said to read the book The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso, which was an international bestseller. So I bought the book. And I was like, wow, the entire book.
Now, I had the same experience, Ted.
Yeah. These fallen entities, these demonic entities, or whatever you want to call them, these aliens, they're not here because they want to be your friend. All right? They're here because they want to take over the planet, and they harvest our energy off this planet from human beings, negative energy for their food source. I've gone into detail with this, you know, on my show. In addition to that, that's how they feed themselves, through black magic and through the sacrifice of children via abortion and the sacrifice of young children via satanic ritual abuse. This is what these guys, things do, and they possess human beings. So this whole QAnon thing has been used now by this same group that I just talked about that does all of these bad things to take over the hearts and the minds of the patriot community. And look at the damage they've done. You know, we have a massive reduction of people listening to alt news now. Why? Because it wasn't reliable. Why wasn't it reliable? Because people took their hearts and their minds off of Jesus, who is the author, who is the finisher, who is the perfecter of our faith, and they put them on a man who's got feet of clay, Donald Trump, and the QAnon movement, which is a complete and total CIA psychop after it got, you know, basically stolen. And they allow themselves to focus on the lie rather than the truth of Jesus. And so now they're looking at alternative news as, well, you told us this was going to happen here. You told us it was going to happen there. You told us it was going to happen here and there and everywhere, and nothing ever happened. Therefore, you guys are all a bunch of fake news broadcasters. Now,
but you know, Ted, I got to tell you, before you go into your show, I want to interject this. There were people, and I'm going to pat myself on the back here, like me, who came out and said, this is all fraud. QAnon is a fraud. Now, on my YouTube channel, I typically average about 98, 97, 99% of approval with the likes. Whenever I would criticize QAnon and say, well, it's 65,000 people indicted last week, now it's 100,000 next week. No, wait, no, they're going to get, oh, it's going to be okay. And I said, come on, people, when are you going to stop believing this nonsense? I would get like 75, 80% as opposed to 97, 98, 99%. People wanted to believe in a false savior, QAnon. You're exactly right, and I wanted to emphasize that.
Well, you know, the Bible says, Jesus said this way, you know, light has come into the world. That's Jesus. But the world has preferred the darkness.
Yes.
And Q came in basically as a false light, as a false messiah, as a false movement after it was hijacked by the CIA, which was run through Citicorp out of New York. And I disclosed all that a year ago. Actually, last summer, about 9 months ago. And the crazy part about all of this is people don't want to believe the truth. They want to continue to believe the lie because the lie is easier to believe than the truth. You know, this is what happened when they did the War of the Worlds reading back in the 40s. You know, they wanted to see what would happen if they actually had Orson Welles come in and read this story of what happened with War of the Worlds, and he ended up basically scaring half the population to death, and it was a giant beta test to see what would happen if there was really an alien disclosure and an alien invasion. And then they did it again in South America just to see what happened, had the same results down there. This is what they've done with the CIA when they do these crazy, crazy, gigantic psychops in which they do beta testing to see what happens. And they do it continually still here in the United States and all over the world with algorithm on computers and traffic patterns. When people start talking about stuff that's not true and they want to use it as a psychop, what they do is they point their search engines to it. Also, you have a new person that you've never heard of and they got 10 million views last week. 10 million views. And then they come out with another article to get 10 million more views. It's like that one pastor who was promoting QAnon last year and had all these prophecies going on. Guy's a complete and total fraud as far as I'm concerned. On one video, he finally shows up wearing a Mossad, can't make it up, Dave, wearing a Mossad t-shirt. Okay? And you think, what the heck? Well, all of these secret agencies, Mossad, CIA, MI6, are all working together to promote the lies. And these pastors have fallen into this, and then they claim to be prophets, and they say, oh, this is a prophetic message from God. And the problem is, when they pull the God card out, I'm being very blunt now with you guys, it's very difficult to criticize them because what if they're right? What if it was God? The problem is the Bible says we need to test these prophets to see if what they're saying is true. And the problem is what they're saying is not true. And so many of them now have come forward and apologized, said, look, we missed it. We thought we heard from God. We did not. The QAnon thing was fake. But a lot of them, boy, I tell you what, I know a couple of them, they have dug their heels in. Oh, no, I'm right. I'm never wrong. And, you know, they don't deserve this. They act like they're, like, infallible. And yet they did not hear from God. They were basically psychopped. And who knows? They could have voice-to-skull technology that got penetrated them.
It's called the clergy response team. Dead.
Well, and here's the thing. I've got a couple pastors now who have finally awakened, and they're telling their pastors and their other pastors and their congregations the truth, but they're very few and far between. And what we've done in the United States, see, we've done a false Jesus. You know, the whole thing that these big evangelicals do, they don't preach repentance. You know, you never hear Joel Osteen preaching repentance. You never hear him preaching about the cross or the suffering that Jesus did and how he died on the cross and the spilling of the blood. You don't hear that. I know Joel. He's a nice guy when you talk to him. But they don't preach that because it doesn't fill up the pews. They have to have something that's going to fill up the pews to massively increase giving units. And the way you do that is you talk about prosperity. And you talk about the goodness of God, which is very, very real. But there's also a judgment by God. Mm-hmm. And God doesn't like stuff that's not true. And God has very specific rules, like, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery, and, you know, and homosexuality is bad, and all this stuff, and killing is bad, and thou shalt not covet is bad. Well, you don't hear these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys preach that stuff because they're telling the past, they're telling their pulpit, their parishioners what not to do, and that doesn't fill up the pews. I had a friend of mine who was a pastor, he still is. He's retiring now. He's got his son had come in and taken over the church, but he used to say to me, he said, you know, when I preached really good, and I really tell the truth, and I really get into repentance and salvation and the cross, he said, next service, I'll have like 20% less people. He said, this is clean. It cleans the church out. He goes, whenever we get too many people in the church, we start running out of seats. I just preach like that for a couple of weeks. It cleans them right back out. Because only the people that are really, truly born again Christians, dedicated to the Most High God, to the Great I Am, and to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will hear this. Why? Because there's a false Jesus being promoted and being taught. And it's a Jesus that requires no repentance, you know, no salvation for your sins. It doesn't require anything. Just to say, I accept Christ, I'm done.
But Ted, that's not even biblical. You would think even the mildly aware would criticize that.
Dave, we have pastors that openly promote homosexuality from the pulpit, have guys who are singing behind them who are gay, and basically song leaders who are gay, and you know, and people in the church that basically are in high levels of power in a position who are gay, and it's been approved by many of the denominations, you know, the Presbyterians, the Episcopals, a lot of these guys, Methodists, a lot of these mainstream denominations have come in and said it's okay, and it's completely diametrically opposed to what the Word of God says. But the problem is, you start getting to the political correct crowd when you start talking about that, because they don't want to believe that. They want to believe that all things are permissible, and you do anything you want to do, and it doesn't matter about what type of sin you're involved in, as long as you go to church or do whatever you say you're going to do. But you have no power or authority as a Christian when you have a shallow conversion, if it's even a conversion at all. That's what I have to say. That's why the Bible says, you know, narrow is the way, a few that find it, and only a remnant are going to make it, which is about 10%. And then all those guys who said, we prophesied, we did all of this stuff, and Jesus said to them, I didn't even know you. Get away from me, you doer of evil. A lot of these guys are going to get the reward here on this planet because they've got all the riches. And the. I talked to a pastor friend of mine yesterday, matter of fact. He's trading one jet in for another jet, a bigger jet. I just shake my head. I'll go, okay.
You know, whatever. He'll get to fly to Judgment Day, okay?
Well, but the thing about him, I'll give this guy credit, though. He's finally telling the people the truth about the mask, about the COVID, about the vaccine, and all that. He's finally coming out and saying stuff against it. And so I'll give him that. And see, the thing about it is that, you know, when we allowed Wall Street to come in and start training our pastors, and we allowed these guys to come in and be trained by these top executives on how to market, how to basically, you know, fill their pews and fill their churches and basically run it like a business and not as a ministry, we ended up getting a lot of pastors in the pulpit who aren't even saved. And I mean that very sincerely. I know a bunch of them, guys. I mean, I know a bunch of these guys that I would not bet money on the fact that they've been saved. I mean, I know guys that are preachers that are gay. I know guys that are preachers that basically are adulterers. I know guys that are preachers that are I know them. I've seen so many of them on the big TV evangelical shows. See, I've done a lot of TV evangelical shows. I've done a lot of the TV shows with these big ministers and big pastors, and I get behind the scenes, and I just shake my head. And I go, wow, man, are you a phony? Man, are you a phony? One guy basically going to a big, you know, TV network, he was basically involved with his chauffeur in a homosexual relationship, and his wife was a complete total tramp, slept with everything she could find. I mean, these people, they've died now, but the point is, they're some of the key people. Another guy just took PPP money a few months ago, right, and bought himself another jet. Unbelievable. And now he got busted for it, so he paid the PPP money back, and this guy is a billionaire through his ministry. Billionaire, not million, billionaire, thousands of millions. And he could have easily bought the jet and paid for it, but he used PPP money. And, of course, he says, I didn't use PPP money. I used the ministry funds. No, wait a minute. You throw the money into an account, it becomes fungible. That's just how it works. Years ago, I had Florida State University contact me because I graduated from there three times. And they wanted me to donate some money to them. And I said, I've got a problem with that. I said, you got your gay and lesbian studies. You got your homosexual studies. You got all these crazy things that I don't agree with. And they said, well, you don't have to give money to that. You can give it to a specific cause. And I said, no, you know as well as I do that money's fungible. If I give, you know, $1,000 to the College of Medicine, you guys then have the ability to take the $1,000 that you would have put into the College of Medicine and promote and support gay and lesbian studies because money is fungible. And I said, I can't support a group of people that have all of these weird beliefs that are outside of my behavioral patterns that I disagree with. This is like 20 years ago, and of course I was quickly, you know, taken off the list. I wouldn't take him off that list quick. But the thing is this, you know, we have to ask ourselves a question. I mean, same thing with the COVID vaccine and the COVID masks and all the lockdowns and everything else. If you go into a place of business and they refuse you service because you're not wearing a mask, don't let the dust, shake the dust off your feet and head out the road. Go buy some, go eat somewhere else, go buy it from somebody else. Don't buy it from those clowns. I also want to say, I want to thank all of you guys for supporting Health Masters. I mean, our numbers on the Ted Nossen Barona Show are way up. Why are their numbers way up? Because we never promoted QAnon. We never talked the lie. We told you it was a lie. And so people came and they heard our show and they thought, he told us this was a lie years ago. In fact, we've got a mutual friend that I won't mention her name, Dave, who basically cussed me out and completely destroyed the relationship that I had with her. I thought it was a good relationship over Q.
Yeah.
I mean, and now that this whole thing has been shown to be a giant psychop, has she contacted me back? Has she contacted you back? Has she tried to restore the relationship? No. Because these people, they get involved in these things, they dig their heels into them, and they don't want to believe that they were wrong. And this is the problem that we have. And this is just part of the giant psychop we do and what is being done to us. I mean, they use education. This is the biggest psychological operation they have because they use the teachings from the Frankfurt School, which was from Goethe University, a group of Jewish intellectuals that came over from Nazi Germany after Hitler took power. First, they went to Switzerland. They didn't want to be there with Hitler because they're afraid he's going to kill them. Then they came to the United States, went to Columbia University. It's the Frankfurt School. You can look it up. And they basically decided to bring in a message of decay into a capitalistic society because they had figured out with Marx and with Stalin and with Lenin and all the rest that communism didn't take off like it was supposed to in Germany because the people still looked at capitalism in the United States as a source of refuge, as a source of being successful, and they knew as long as the capitalistic societies were doing what they were supposed to, that they had to destroy them. Plus, they realized that these capitalist societies like Germany, who refused to accept communism, and the United States, that they were nationalists. They believed in the sovereignty of the United States, they believed in the sovereignty of Germany, and they wanted to have a continuation of the nuclear family. And so the Frankfurt School realized they had to destroy the nuclear family. They had to do it. They had to come in and bring us Gloria Steinem and bring us Playboy magazine and bring us all types of filth through Hollywood, which is what they did. And now they've had such an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ, generational 1,000-year hatred, 2,000-year hatred of Jesus Christ in Hollywood, that you can't even mention the name of Jesus. Even the movies that were done back in the 50s and the 60s, very, very rarely do you ever hear them use the name of Jesus. And now you never hear it. It's like in the Masonic lodges.
Well, I'll go one up on you. How about Schumer said God has nothing to do with Congress?
He's a dual Israeli citizen. I'm sure he's a Kabbalist.
Yeah,
I mean, people
sure
don't even realize who these clowns are. And the problem is that they're not talking. They're talking about the great I am. They're talking about, you know, the God of Moses. They're talking about Ten Commandments God. They're talking about the God who told Pharaoh, let my people go. They're talking about the God who created Adam and Eve. They're talking about the great I am. They say he has no purpose. Now, you start getting him in a corner, you start asking him about Ein Sof, that big snake in a tree from the Kabbalah, he'll probably back off of that. But he wanted nothing to do with mainstream religion, the God concept. That's what he said, because he knows that basically he practices from that book of the Kabbalah, which is an ancient book of witchcraft and Canaanite religions and Egyptian mythology all rolled into one little satanic message book is what it is. And this is the guys who do all of this stuff. But they use the TV, and they've done that through basically Flickr rates. They use the educational program. They've done that through the Frankfurt School. They use it through advertising and propaganda. That was done by Edward Bernays, the cousin of Sigmund Freud. They were both Kabbalists. They were both Luciferians. They learned how to control groupthink through advertising. And then Freud, that cocaine-sniffing weirdo, sex pervert, he comes up with all these crazy things about why you're not happy in your own life and why you have to have fulfillment with more sex partners and more drugs and more alcohol. That was a complete and total loon. The fact that a lot of current-day psychology and psychiatry is based on Freudian teachings is nuts. I had to study the guy because I've got one of my majors in psychology. The guy was a complete and total nutbag. In fact, finally, one of our teachers told him, that he goes, well, he's a cocaine sniffing weirdo. And I thought, whoa, I didn't know that. So that's before I got saved, I found out about Freud. But they still use him in psychiatric care. And they tell you that basically, oh, you have to have an outside greater purpose than yourself. You have to have a hobby, or you have to have a job, or you have to have fulfillment from outside. No, I'm a child of the Most High God. I was made in the image of the Most High God. When I have Jesus Christ living in my heart, I'm completely and totally fulfilled because he is the Lamb of God. He is my counselor. He is the Good Shepherd. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. I don't have to have an outside source to bring me peace or something to happen in my life to make me happy. That nauseates me. I'm not happy today. I haven't had a happening, so I'm not happy. I mean, I see this all the time with guys and with girls. They have to have a constant influx of entertainment coming into their life in order to be happy. And in fact, the problem is, without constant influx, they're never happy and they're miserable. Why is that? Because they've been programmed by this group of Kabbalists and Freudians to tell you that you can't be happy without happening without, like I said, more sex, more drugs, more alcohol. Look at Britney Spears. How'd that work out for her? Look at Madonna. How'd that work out for her? Look at Katy Perry. How'd that work out for her? Katy Perry is on YouTube saying that she sold her soul to the devil. I mean, you can't even make this crazy crap up, but that's what these crazy nuts do. But the problem is they can't find fulfillment, so they go out to an other entity or a lesser god like a fallen angel like Lucifer, and they go to him to get fulfillment. And guys are trying to do that transhumanist agenda, to try and do the Borg thing, does, by the way. That's what it's going to turn into when the transhumanism is basically tying us into a hive mind, into a Borg mind, into a group of people that are going to be controlled by a single mind through a D-Wave computer because they've been chipped. This is the whole goal of the silly coronavirus vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's a, you know, control injection device. It's a DNA, it's an RNA changing device is what it is. And so we have to stay away from all of that crazy stuff they're trying to do. This is part of the transhumanism agenda. I covered that on yesterday's show, you know, with the Ted Dawson Brower show. Again, listen to the two shows that I did that are so, so important, today's and yesterday's. Today's it'll be March the 3rd and March the 4th, 2021. By the way, we also have the predictive programming. You know, many people don't even realize that predictive programming is out there. And if you look at what's going on with the different groups and how they control people via predictive programming, it's crazy. They know exactly what you're going to do based upon your algorithms or your data points on your iPad or your computer or what you've clicked on. That's how all of them control us, is through predictive programming. They say that, you know, you'll watch Netflix or some other, you know, whatever on TV, or you'll be on a, you know, you're doing movies or whatever, and they'll say after you've done like 100 choices, they can tell you pretty much what you want to watch next, what you're going to buy next, where you're going to go next. That's why they want to tie smart meters into all of us. This past week, I just opted out of smart meters. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I had to pay $100 not to have a smart meter. I got to pay an extra $20 a month not to have a smart meter. I said, that's fine, because I'm not going to have the smart meter talking to my refrigerator, talking to my thermostat, talking to my washing machine, and talking to my hot water heater on how much power I'm using and what my behavioral patterns are, so they can continue to sell that data to the marketers. And you start getting all this information. Your hot water heater used too much power last month, and they send you a little link on your iPad or your computer. Here's a much more efficient hot water heater. You know, your refrigerator tells me now that you're out of milk. Here's some milk you need to buy at the local health food store. And you're like, what the heck? Leave me alone. I don't want this intrusion into my life. So I said, I don't want smart meters. Plus, I don't want to be under the radioactive. It's not radioactive, but it's basically a cloud of electromagnetic smog that's been shown to cause all kinds of health problems. I mean, it's crazy what this stuff does and how it can affect your health in so many different ways. In addition to that,
well, there's more to it than that, than what you're saying.
I know.
They're using this. Let me cut to the chase on this, Ted. What they're using this is predictive programming. In other words, it's like the Minority Report. They look at your existing patterns. They hear every conversation you have in your house, every conversation you have when you're near a cell phone, and they create algorithms, and they can predict who's going to resist what when the time comes. I believe they're constructing an elimination list, like what Steve Quayle calls the red list.
Dave, I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. I really believe that they know who will stand against it. I mean, you have all these facial recognition cameras now all over everywhere, and they're monitoring who's not wearing a mask. How about that, guys?
I know.
Because I don't wear a mask. I refuse to be a serf. I refuse to be a peasant. I refuse.
Well, it's in the Bible that we're not supposed to cover our face.
I know. But the crazy part about it is that the people who don't wear the mask, then they expose themselves to facial recognition software. And all of a sudden they have, well, we got 5% of the population in this area who's not wearing a mask, who's never worn a mask, who refused to wear a mask. They're going to be a problem. right? And they, basically, we are the problem because we're the ones who are standing up against the New World Kabbalist agenda. And we need to understand that we've got to stand up against it. And Austin used this analogy on the show the other day. You know, let's say we're back in Vietnam, right? And we're basically fighting the enemy, which really wasn't the enemy. That was a CIA drug operation, but I'm using it because everybody knows about the Vietnam War. And they're basically the Viet Cong are 1,000 yards away. And we've got a 50 caliber belt fed. And we could drop napalm on them or do whatever we want to do. And they're 1,000 yards away. They don't have weapons that'll reach us, but we have weapons that can reach out and touch them. And we call in the artillery strikes. We call in the napalm. We call in the 50 caliber belt feed, the M60s, not the M60, whatever that thing is, a 50 caliber. And we basically sit there and just hammer them. Or we could do this, ignore them. We could ignore them. We could allow them encroaching, come up on us, get closer, 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 closer to us. And pretty soon, they're in the trenches with us. And now it's fixed the bayonets. We don't get to use the 50 caliber anymore. We don't get to use the napalm. And we don't get to use the artillery. We get to fix bayonets. Now we're hand-to-hand with bayonets. You better have a 45 caliber Kimber or Glock or something in your side holster because bayonets and trench warfare is pretty nasty. See, this is what we've done. We had the ability back last year when that blithering buffoon Fauci said, who basically was involved with the COVID production as far as the development of that particular, how shall I say, bioweapon, and also the vaccines for it, and also all the research that was done with the gain of function that they did. And we had they were 1,000 meters away, and we had the ability at that point to stop it. And say, no, we are not going to lock down. No, we're not going to wear a mask. No, we're not going to close our churches. We're not going to do this. But we did it. We all did it. We've been trained to follow the script. Now, I never did it. We never closed down Health Masters. I never wore a mask. I didn't do it. But the vast majority, over 90% of the population, shut it down because they were scared. And I understood that if you had a vitamin D, C, potassium iodide, and zinc, that even if you got COVID, it's not much of nothing, because I had COVID, as did Austin, back in February, and it was a bunch of nothing. It was 3 days, it was in and out, done. It wasn't even bad as a common cold, because my immune system was set up to handle it. So I wasn't concerned about it, but the country shut down. So now we're in a situation where we're fixing bayonets. They're making them wear armbands in Israel now. They're basically locking them up if they refuse to wear armbands to be tracked and monitored. I've got an audio recording from a nurse in Israel. I'll send it to you, Dave. You can post it on your show, that basically is begging for help because of what's happening in Israel with the medical tyranny that's going on over there. And she says if it's happening here, it's going to happen in your country too. Because, you know, they're going to use Israel. She's right, because they're going to use Israel as a template. They're going to use it as a beta test.
Well, Biden is setting up checkpoints in this country.
Well,
that's the prelude to all this.
Remember, Biden's not doing anything.
I use his name to represent the administration.
Yes, the Kabbalists. The boys and girls who took down Building 7 run the country, period. They also run the media, and they also run the banks, and they also own 95% of the major corporations. It's like George Carlin says, they got a club, and you and I ain't in it, and they don't care. And they don't want anybody who has concrete, rational thought, who could think. They want people that are so stupid that the only thing they can do is to run their machines and serve them as slaves. That's all they care about. And that's who runs the world. And see, that's the problem. It's you can say, well, it's the Illuminati. What does that mean? That's from hundreds of years ago. But if you say the men and women, the boys and girls, the group that took down Building 7, it kind of sums it up. Because that throws the Committee of 300 in, that throws in the Bilderberger Group, that throws the international banking cartels into it, that throws the Kabbalists into it, that throws everybody in it that's in that big circle in the middle that controls everything. The other day, talked to a friend of mine who used to live on a plantation north of Tallahassee. And he's older now, he's about 72 years old, and he's not on the plantation anymore. He told me that the company that bought the plantation were good friends with Taft. Yeah, that's the president that split the election with Roosevelt and Wilson and gave Wilson basically the election. That this group bought up huge tracts of land, like 7,000 acres, 20,000 acres. These guys are billionaires, but they never show up on anybody's list. Why? Because they don't want to be on anybody's list. Why? Because they don't want you to know who they are. And he said every one of them were high-level Masonic leaders. Every one of them, not one of them ever talked about Jesus or God, ever. It was all just super filthy stuff all of the time. And these are the guys who run the planet. And they've been doing it for thousands of years. They consider their bloodline to go all the way back to Lucifer, back in the Garden of Eden. They consider themselves to be the Benindi Nephilim, sons of the fallen, with a Luciferian DNA lineage bloodline all the way back to Satan himself. This is the group that runs the planet. You can say, well, this sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. And quite frankly, the first time I started doing the research on it, I thought, this is Looney Tunes. This can't be right. How in the world did this happen? But it did. And so now we find ourselves in a situation where none of us want to be. But we got the educational system, we got the advertising propaganda, we got predictive programming, like you just talked about, Dave. We've got sports, politics, and religion. Let me tie that together. Sports are used to create a sports team for you. Like, I'm going to be a Seminole, I'm going to be a Chief, I'm going to be an Indian, I'm going to be a Steeler, I'm going to be a Gator, I'm going to be a Miami Hurricane, I'm going to be somebody else other than myself so I can have victory. And I can root together in a tribal mentality for my team to win so I can not think about how I'm treated at work with such disdain and how my life is awful because now I'm going to have power and authority again because I have a sports team that I follow. This is why Rush Limbaugh was basically, his group was told after he died that his entire network of stations are going to start putting out sports. Why? Because people want to be on a winning team. So they use it to call people.
They're going to go broke, Ted. Sport, have you noticed the rates of attendance and watching and buying merchandise for the NFL and the NBA? I mean, the NFL should be called not for long, the NBA nothing but, you can fill in the blank. And they're losing money hand over fist. Why would they go down that road of putting radio stations into following sports that are declining?
They want the radio frequency broadcast with 5G antennas. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want
to
have the ability to broadcast off those antennas.
I buy that. I buy that.
And what's crazy about this, too, is they know that this is a dying thing, that everybody's going to streaming on the Internet and podcasts. And they know that all of that thing is a dying industry. So they don't care about it. They've already decided it's going to cycle out. And so that's why they are willing to sacrifice all of those AM stations that Rush Limbaugh single-handedly resurrected. There's a major Christian network who bought a bunch of these, I'm not going to mention any names, who bought a bunch of these AM signals all over the country and bought all the licensing for them, and now they're selling it back to the 5G people for literally billions of dollars because they know that these towers and these certain signals can be used to 5G. See, this is all going to tie us into that D-Wave computer to allow Lucifer to become omnipresent, to allow us to be tied into an interdimensional interface in a Borg hive mind, which they've already done once in Genesis chapter 6. Remember, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And he meant basically back to Noah in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought was evil all the time. And that's what they want. That's why we have all these human sacrifices. That's why these people who sign these deals with the devil or these extraterrestrial entities or whatever you want to call them, they don't have to be prosecuted. Jeffrey Epstein's not dead. He was basically taken out of that jail. That's why they turned all the cameras off. Hillary Clinton, remember that little thing with Donald Trump in 2016? Lock her up. Lock her up. Finally, he started telling the people at the rallies, stop saying that because it was ugly. I mean, he had no intentions of locking her up. She'd already made her deal with the devil. I mean, both she and Clinton were basically practicing Santeria magic and voodoo and everything else down there in Haiti and the trafficking of children, but they're never touched. They're never touched because they were one of the top people in that hierarchy. I mean, and that entity that was in here went black, went insane that night when Trump won the election because we overwhelmed the algorithms that they had set up they had not spread it enough with the computers yet. They didn't make that mistake twice when Trump lost the second election. And when she basically found out she had lost, she's in the back throwing things, screaming and cussing, and got completely drunk and wouldn't even address the crowd, her followers, that she had lost. These are wicked, evil people. And they're being used by these entities. And then they poison the water, the air, the atmosphere, the food supply. They give us drugs, tricyclic antidepressants. They pump us full of fluoride, which drops IQ scores. They give us all these estrogen mimickers, and they basically force men to lose testosterone, lose sperm counts, make them infertile, and to turn them into girly men. All of this is done on purpose. They do military testing like you wouldn't believe, like these chemtrails are quote-unquote a military test. That's why all of these, how should I say, weather reporters are all sworn to secrecy because they know that if they start talking about the chemtrails, they'll lose their Doppler radar systems from their TV shows because that's all military technology. So they're all sworn to secrecy, according to Dane Whittington. And then we've got military testing. We've got electromagnetic radiation. We've got that with the 5G. And let's not forget the television, the computer, and the flicker rates. Once you get a flicker rate going on a computer screen or on a TV, it puts you into a theta brainwave state. You go into a hypnotic state. You start believing every single thing you hear and see on the TV. That's why you walk up to somebody, and I've done this multiple times, and I'm not wearing a mask. And the other day, I was talking to somebody at a store, and I said, when are you going to stop wearing the mask? And they went, B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b. I said, I can't understand you. When are you going to stop wearing the mask? I said, no, I don't. I heard part of that. I said, but when are you going to stop wearing it? When are you? And they went blank. They couldn't even answer it because they couldn't think. And see, it's not the problem that little Johnny can't read. Little Johnny can't think because he was trained under Pavlovian conditioning, brought to us by Leipzig University, by the Kabbalists that decided to make these children basically put them on a reinforcement continuum in the classroom. You do good, you get an A with a little star on it. You do bad, you get taken out back and you get spanked. That's what they do to us. And what they do, they don't want you to think. They don't want you to have creative, concrete thought. They want you just to be obedient little slaves in the classroom. When that didn't work as well as they wanted it to, they started pumping up the 50% of the classroom full of Ritalin and Adderall, which massively decreases brain development in a young child, causing these children to never be able to think. And this is what's happened to our group of children today. That's why 17% of the children now say they're gay or bi or lesbian or bisexual. 17%, Dave. It used to be like 1%. And now it's like 17%. That happened in 20 years. Why? Because Ellis DeGeneres, and I'll say that the way I feel about her, came out and said she's a big gay girl on TV, and they gave her a big gay TV show. And now she does have a great personality, but now we find out she's also unbelievably hard to get along with. She does great on TV and on camera. And they show all these women with all their lesbian relationships. That one girl from Dancing with the Stars, I forgot her name, Juliana Huff, that was her name. She's just come out and says she's a lesbian now. And she's a beautiful girl in Hollywood, but, you know, she's also raised, you know, as a quote-unquote Mormon, which doesn't believe in all of those types of, you know, things like, you know, homosexuality. But now she's coming out and she told her, quote, husband that she was basically bisexual, she was a lesbian, and she got divorced. And all these things are being done to promote that agenda to the population of the planet through their TV and through flicker rates. It's the hermaphroditic agenda of the Kabbalah. The snake in the tree that they worship, Ein Sof, is a hermaphrodite. They believe that God is an hermaphrodite, and they believe that Adam and Eve were originally created as an hermaphrodite, and that the only way we can get back closer to God is to become hermaphroditic. If you're a homosexual, they believe you're closer to God, and if you're a transsexual, they believe you're really close to God because you're hermaphroditic. This is the sickness these people have. It's like they have a sickness that can't even be explained in rational terms because it's so bizarre, because this is the stuff they believe. The problem is they control the media. And they've got one big problem with us, Dave. The white guys, the white people, the white women, the white men and women who were raised by the boys and the girls who fought World War II. Those of us, like, you know, 50 years of age and above, they're the ones who basically were taught values and taught what the American United States is supposed to be. And we're still out here promoting values and what it used to be, but these new children, every generation, are born into the decline of what America used to be. Now, they're more acceptance of weird stuff. So to them, it's normal. So the next generation gets accepted to more and more weird stuff, and then it becomes normal. And I made this prediction. Within 20 to 30 years, 40 to 60% of our population will be bisexual or gay, because they're going to promote it until it gets to that point, because they want Sodom and Gomorrah back. They want it back so that every thought of every man is evil all the time, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6. That's the goal of these Luciferian masters that these people have subjected themselves to and sold their souls to. This is who they are. This is their agenda, and this is the extent of their resolve. They want to resurrect their serpent god from the pit, and they don't believe they can do that, according to Sabbatane Zevi, until everything on this planet is unbelievably negative and everything is inverted from God's original plan. That's their belief. Now, I said a lot right there. You guys need to rewind that and listen to that. But that's who these clowns are and what they believe. And the sad part about it is, Dave, is that so many Christians have fallen into the same agenda. You got these pastors in the pulpit, like I mentioned earlier on the show. They've got homosexual singing. They've got transgenders on staff. And now that they passed this new act, they're passing it. They'll get it through the Senate. They're going to make quotas for transgenders. You watch if I'm not right. And they're going to say you have to have X amount of transgenders working in your corporation or in your ministry or in your church if you're over X amount of people who actually work for you. If you have over 50 employees or 100 employees or whatever, you got to have a certain percentage of these people that identify as something other than the sex they were given from their biological birth. That's what's going to happen here. And they'll force it to us via legislation or have massive fines. And Biden, who is a figurehead, who is completely senile, his taskmasters, the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, they're the ones pushing this agenda. And it's not something that we can stand back and pretend it's like it's not happening. Because at this point, we're in the trenches. We're in it. We're in it. We are in the trenches today, and the Christian community who believed in Q, and the Q community who weren't Christians, who believed in Trump and in Q, who took their hearts and minds off of Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, they've given up. They've thrown in the towel. They don't listen to alt media anymore. They don't know what to do. They're completely and totally confused. And that's sad because the alt media people did it. They did it to themselves because they kept promoting an agenda that was a complete and total lie. They did. I called out Q from the very beginning and I warned everybody not to believe it. Because it had too many weird things like, I'm going to talk in riddles right now so you can have all these multiple interpretations of what I'm saying. So if I miss anything or I'm wrong about anything, I could just say it was part of your interpretation that wasn't quite right. What the heck does that even mean? Like you said, Dave, we've got 25,000 sealed indictments. Everybody goes, yeah, okay. We've got 50,000 sealed indictments. And I said, I started thinking, well, wait a minute. And then I had Doug Hagman check sealed indictments in the federal court system, and there were only a few dozen. That was it. He checked. Personally, he wouldn't look. He's an investigator. And then it's like, we got 100,000 sealed indictments. And when that lie wasn't big enough, it's 175,000 sealed indictments. And Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, they're all in Gitmo right now. They're all locked up and arrested. All a bunch of lying crap. And people believed it, Dave. It was ridiculous.
I know.
Bud.
I know. I laughed at the whole thing. And yet, I told you, people would come down on me like no one's business when I would challenge QAnon. And you know, it's kind of funny. Big tech is now banning people when they talk about QAnon, and I'm thinking QAnon's your best friend.
Oh, they're banning it, Dave, because they're making the QAnon people dig in deeper. See, when big tech bans it, it still goes through alt media.
Yeah, that's
it still
true.
Goes through alt broadcasters, and then the people, see, ABC banned it, NBC banned it, you CNN banned it, Fox News banned it. It has to be real. It has to be true. So what, them banning it reinforces it. It's like telling people they can't read the Bible. It makes people want to read the Bible, you know? And so this is what they do. It's reverse psychology is what it is.
I know. It's but, ridiculous. You know, there's a little rebellion even going on inside mainstream media. Let me give you a quick example. Here in Phoenix, we had the top-ranked news anchor for all of Arizona. Her name was Carrie Lake, and she was on Fox News 10. She took a leave in January. And 2 days ago, she resigned and issued a statement, and I played her recording on one of my podcasts. And to summarize, she basically said this: I have my values, I have my integrity, and I will not continue to read newsprint that I know is not true. I don't like the direction the media is going, and I can no longer participate in it. And she went on and even elaborated further. So there are some that get a conscience, not many.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, I have a friend of mine who was a really big name in broadcasting. I'm not going to mention his name. And he was really hoping that he would get the Rush Limbaugh spots. And then he was basically told it's going to sports. And, you know, and my buddy is awake, pretty much. You know, he's still too pro-Zionist, which is a political party, but he's awake. And, you know, he really understands the agenda behind the New World Order and the dark agenda behind the demonic entities.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to get a position. In fact, this is the same guy who basically questioned Donald Rumsfeld about Building 7 on live radio. And
mm-hmm. I know who you're talking about.
But the whole thing about it is, guys, is that we, as the alt-media people, we have to basically tell the truth. We can't be posting stuff on our website that's a complete and total lie. We can't be promoting all this crap. You know, you can't be doing all of this stuff. If you think a meteorite's going to hit the planet in 20 years, just keep it to yourself. It doesn't make any difference. If a meteorite hits the planet in 20 years that's big enough to destroy the planet, screw it. We're done. Who cares? We're going to be in heaven with God, whatever. But the point is, getting people all worried about it, you know, it doesn't help. And all it does is makes it, and a lot of these guys do this because they want to increase their readership. They want to increase the clicks. They become clickbait. Or they put on a known fake source of news who comes out with some crazy headline that can never be ever verified, you think, oh, wow, this is why, you know, I'm putting it on because it may be true. You know, we're going to have 4 days of darkness next month, and we're not going to have any light on the planet. And you're like, that's a bunch of crap. And it was. And see, this is the problem that you run into with all media.
Well, Ted, not to interrupt you, but here's another bunch of crap. Today's March 4th. This is the return of Trump as the president.
Ugh, gosh,
you QAnon people.
But that's what and now they still got 5,000 troops. The government is using Q as an excuse as to keep Washington heavily armed.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we've fallen into this, the people who believe in Q, which I don't, the alt broadcasters and the alt media and the people who basically listen to this stuff. And they want to see. Here's the thing.
Well, Ted, you know what? Here's the thing. We're almost out of time. I'm going to have you back next week, and I'm going to let you finish, but because we got about 20 seconds. But I want to have you back next week. But go ahead and finish the thought, and then we got to quickly sign off.
Oh, I can't do it in 20 seconds, Dave. But thank you, guys. Thank you. We'll do it next week. Thank you for supporting Health Masters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for using Dave's coupon. Thank you guys for being there for us. I love you guys. I pray for you every single day. It's so important that you pray. Remember, keep yourself built up in prayer. Cover yourself with the blood of Christ in your prayer.
That is the final solution for the good people.
It's the only solution.
Ted, we got to run, my friend. Hey, you're awesome, buddy. Good to have you back.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.